Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
There she goes again. It might be out of here. It is! Another home run. Four in a row for Musial.
And of course, he's the namesake for the Musial Awards, and they have already happened, but the broadcast is today on CBS at 4 o'clock. We're joined by Tom Ackerman at the Newbold BMW Toyota Sports Desk. Tom, I know you're always integral in the production of that award. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, it's an amazing thing that the Sports Commission has really done for a long, long time, and that is create this award for sportsmanship, which they did a couple of decades ago. The National Sportsmanship Awards is what they were called then. When Mr. Musial passed away, they changed it to the Musial Awards, and it has been that way ever since for the last decade. And the Musial Awards are special because they are named after the great St. Louis Cardinal, but also one of the great gentlemen to play the game and someone who embodied sportsmanship in class. So they decided to give away Lifetime Achievement Awards, and some of the biggest names in sports have been honored, and today it will be Bob Costas, who considers St. Louis home, lived here from his early 20s through becoming a father and seeing his children raised here. And even when he left KMOX and worked at NBC and other networks, he always made St. Louis home. So to come back here and to be part of this was very important to him. And he brought one of his best friends with him, Billy Crystal, who interviews him during the show today. And it's a great time slot, too, because it's happening right after the NFL. So it kind of shows you what CBS thinks of the show and the relationship that has been built now through the years between the sports commission and the NFL. So following the game today, which is the game that you'll be paying attention to, the Jets and the Bills, they will have the Musial Awards, and it'll start at 4 o'clock on CBS, and it really is a special opportunity for them. The other award winners that are of national prominence, you have Larry Fitzgerald and Salvador Perez of the Arizona Cardinals and the Kansas City Royals, respectively, and I can tell you that their stories are wonderful as well. So it really is a good event.
Well, we're wrapping up the NFL season. We have a triple header today on KMOX. And so the playoff seedings are almost finished, but not quite. In fact, the Bengals still have a chance. I know that was your Super Bowl pick earlier this year. They still have a chance to maybe eke into the playoffs after beating the Broncos yesterday. But overall, what's your assessment of this year's NFL playoff picture?
Well, just to look at the Bengals first, you know, they're a team that has really been on the other side of those games being eked out. You know, while the Chiefs have looked very strong this year defensively, they've been able to get through a lot of close wins, and they found ways to do it. The Bengals found ways to lose those games, and they weren't able to win those close, tight contests. So here they sit with 8 wins, and, you know, they've won 4 in a row now, and a real opportunity, I think, to break into the playoffs. The chances are slim, but, you know, they are one of the better teams in the AFC. I mean, the teams that find ways to win and dominate, like the Bills, like the Chiefs, like the Ravens, the Steelers for a while, but the Ravens were able to topple them, and the Steelers are starting to fall apart. I think that the Ravens have been one of my favorite teams in the AFC all year. I did think the Bengals were going to have enough firepower, and Joe Burrow is one of the best at posting those numbers, but the team overall hasn't been able to complement his play. I think that there are some good teams, but I eliminate the South. I just don't see anybody there. The Texans won it, and I look at the West, and I see the Kansas City Chiefs, of course, doing their thing. The East, I really like that Bills team. I think there are some great teams in the AFC, but when I look at the NFC, I see a lot of teams rising up that perhaps people forgot about, like the Green Bay Packers, who have made the playoffs, and to me, they're one of the hottest teams in the league right now. They won again, as you saw, and in shutout fashion, the only shutout in the NFL when they beat the Saints 34-0. So now, you look at Green Bay and they visit Minnesota today, and like, all right, mm-hmm. Well, let's see what you got. I mean, the Vikings and the Lions are the two best teams in the NFC, and all of those teams come out of the NFC North. Elsewhere in the NFC, obviously I like the Eagles, but when they don't have Jalen Hurts and they're not even practicing with their starting quarterback, I mean, that's a real problem. He was concussed last week, but we'll see how they come out of it. And elsewhere in the NFC, it doesn't excite me. The South and West don't do it for me. It's all about the North. But then, of course, the Eagles, if they get Hurts, can be really, really good. Washington's won three in a row, which, can't be denied, obviously.
Yeah, and look out for the Rams, too. I know people around here don't like hearing about the Rams, but that team is coming on a little bit, too.
I watched the game last night. I mean, they just sort of they're sort of blah to me offensively, but whatever. I mean, they've got some pieces. They can do it. The St. Louis kid, Kyren Williams, is wonderful. He went to Vianney. He scored their only touchdown last night. But they do have a terrific coach. I mean, they have one of the best coaches in the league, and they also have a defense that is getting the job done. So, no, I can't deny him necessarily. And they have gotten hot. They won five in a row. But if I'm being honest and putting them in the upper echelon, I just don't think they can run with Detroit, Minnesota, Green Bay even. Mm-hmm. And I like that Eagles team again. And I still, was impressed with Washington, and they were kind of fun to follow all year, and they could well be involved as well.
Okay, let's move on to the college football playoff, which is taking place this week, the next round, New Year's Eve, and then most of the games on New Year's Day, the big bowls everybody knows the names of. Texas versus Arizona State, Ohio State, Oregon. Wow, that game. Penn State, Boise State, and Notre Dame, Georgia. What are some thoughts you have about the final eight?
Yeah, when I look at those games, and they are going to be awesome indeed, I think be careful of Boise State, even though Penn State has won now, I think, six Fiesta Bowls in a row, maybe seven. I think they're undefeated in the Fiesta Bowl. Boise State doesn't have to travel too far. I mean, they're out west. They're in that time zone. They're going to come down. They'll bring tons of fans. And they are very tough to stop. I mean, Ashton Gentry, their running back, is unbelievable. And they just have a winning program. Penn State has to show me, they just did at home against SMU, but they got to show me that they can win a big, massive game like this. And if they do, I think that, they did have the easiest path, if we're being honest. I mean, SMU and Boise State. But this will be a tough challenge for them, I think, in a neutral site. That'll be a fun game for New Year's Eve. But the real, that's just an appetizer for what New Year's Day is going to be. I mean, this is what New Year's Day is supposed to be. Big-time bowl games that mean something. When you and I were growing up, the bowls were decided. The national champion was decided by the media. I mean, the AP, decided. And so it was decided by bowl games. I mean, you watch the Orange Bowl, a lot of times that meant the national championship. The Rose Bowl was always Big Ten against Pac-10. And now here you have it, that classic Big Ten, Pac-10 matchup. Both teams are in the Big Ten, the Rose Bowl in the afternoon. But that first game's good. I think Texas and Arizona State, while it's a huge spread, 12.5, I'm curious to see if people know a lot about Arizona State. I mean, I just talked about Iowa State last sportscast about what a season they've had. Arizona State destroyed them in the Big 12 championship. I mean, just absolutely destroyed them in a game that they needed. The Cyclones got killed. I'd be very careful here. This Arizona State team, a lot like my Indiana team, was picked last in the conference, and they are going up against an absolute beast in Texas, but I wouldn't leave them out of it necessarily in that game. That game would be played in the Peach Bowl, so not necessarily a one way or the other, although a ton of Texas fans are going to make their way to Atlanta. The big game is Ohio State-Oregon. It was the game of the year in the regular season. Oregon won it by a point. I think it's going to be a hell of a showdown. And then the late game, Notre Dame and Georgia, is a classic between two great programs. And I think Notre Dame will win this football game. They looked awesome last week in their first playoff game against Indiana. I think that Georgia, without Carson Beck, is a problem at quarterback. They'll have to show that they can throw the ball effectively against a very fast secondary in Notre Dame. Georgia's a one-point favorite in that one. And I can see why it's so slim. I'm going to pick Notre Dame in that one. And then, you know, Ohio State-Oregon's a 2.5-point spread, and it's Ohio State favored in that football game. And as good as Ohio State looked at home, and I think they're a great, great team. I don't know how I can pick against the number one team in the country getting 2.5. I mean, they're incredible.
Yeah, Oregon.
So, and I'm, you know, they haven't been in the spotlight for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think they're great defensively too, you know, and I think that's going to be a really fun game though.
We're almost to the new year, and that means not far away is Cardinals baseball. When is the winter warm-up?
It's always the weekend, Martin Luther King Jr. weekend. Okay. So it's coming up the 17th to the 19th. They will have the 18th through the 20th, really, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. But the 17th is when the caravan kicks off, and I'll be on that Friday, Saturday. And then, you know, they send out another leg of the caravan for Sunday, Monday. The baseball writers' dinner is Sunday night at the Missouri Athletic Club. That's always a huge part of it. They have autograph sessions and everything at Busch Stadium this year. So you buy a ticket, you get to explore what's going on over at Ballpark Village. And I know there will be some players and everything kind of milling about. You might see somebody, ordering a coffee at Starbucks, and it's one of your St. Louis Cardinals. I mean, they'll be in town, a ton of them. But Busch Stadium will be a bigger focus, I think. And that's one of the attractions to me, if I were a fan, is that I can just walk into the Cardinals clubhouse at Busch Stadium mm-hmm. and walk around and check it out. You know, that's some neat stuff. Great history, of course, what's going on there. They've won two world championships in that clubhouse. So, you know, it's a great event. And the hope, of course, is to learn what the Cardinals are trying to do here in building their franchise back to being a power. They have to start from the bottom up, and that's exactly what they're doing. So I think a big part of the warm-up will be to educate. It's part of our job to ask the questions that need to be answered and try to figure out which direction the Cardinals are going so that they can celebrate championships again.
Well, you've got a little bit of a shortened show today because we have NFL starting at 11:30, a triple header on KMOX. But what do you have on sports on a Sunday morning?
Yeah, we do. Our games today, our triple header featuring the Eagles and the Cowboys. That'll be the first game. And then the second game is Dolphins-Browns. Of course, we have Sunday Night Football as well, and the Sunday Nighter. Always fun to have all three. Then after that, before the first game, I should say, and the Sunday Nighter, by the way, is Atlanta-Washington. The thing that I point to always is the fact that, you know, we try to bring in some big names when we can. Billy Crystal, I had a chance to chat with him before the Musial Awards, which will air on CBS today at 4, and we talked about it earlier. You will hear that interview at the start. We're going to have Josh Schertz, the SLU coach. We'll talk some Blues hockey. And Bernie Miklas joins us at 11:15 before we depart at 11:30.
Tom Ackerman, thanks so much.
Thanks, buddy.
It is Total Information AM Sunday for this December 29th. Coming up in the next hour, I'll look back through the archives again, and I have a three good things from June, which I enjoyed producing, and I'll replay that. And Roaming St. Louis, same thing. Went back through the archives and found one I think is good. So stay tuned for all of it.